This is Good Clean Talks. Welcome. Got another interesting show for you guys today. We got Chip and Mandy back here.
Hi.
What up, y'all?
What's up?
Chilling, bro. Just another work week done. Looking forward to a badass weekend.
Right on. You guys literally just got here.
Yes.
I had everything set up. You sit down, put the headphones on, and just pretty much hit record. So I haven't really even talked to you guys at all yet. So
yeah, it's turned into a real studio, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys were here, you'd see this kick-ass backdrop.
Yep.
You know, it's like couches and chairs, and it's just...
Everything is nice.
There's a freaking tricycle out here. I don't even know why that's there, but it's there.
Oh, yeah, my nephew's.
But...
Yeah, it's definitely a studio setup. The only thing that's missing is, like, actual soundproofing and walls.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back and take the white noise out, but...
Yeah, I actually learned some new editing skills, so I can kind of make it sound a little bit better now. I was playing around with the other podcast, like I got it to the point where you can't even hear that we're outside, so
no
I'm
shit.
Excited about that. Yep, it's definitely a lot better. It's moving along. I got this storm of motivation when it comes to the podcast. I learned something in class the other day, that it takes 1,000 hours of doing something in order to become an expert at it.
Yeah, like skydiving.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You have to have
you
got to
do like 1,000 hours of actual skydiving
before you can get your license. It's retarded.
That makes sense.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a $200 a jump, 1,000 jumps. That's $200,000 before you can get your license.
Well, goddamn. I'm sure once you get your license, you can make some money, though.
Oh, you can make bank once you got your license, but...
Tandem jumps and stuff with other people.
Then you have to buy your own plane and all that good stuff, so...
Hey, if you got the money to invest in a license, then I'm sure it'll all work out, you know? Look at the return on that.
You might just have to find somebody, get to be good friends with them, and be like, hey, let me jump for free or something.
Yeah. Yeah, or military, if you're in the military.
Military? You only get so much jumping, though.
Yeah.
Unless you're out in the field and you're constantly jumping out of helicopters or something.
Like, I've heard stories of people, like, blowing out their kneecaps and shit just from jumping too much.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, hitting the ground real hard.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, I was thinking about, you know, the whole 1,000-hour thing. And I'm like, hey, I could do 1,000 hours of podcasting. And I did the math. And I'm like, so if I do, like, 4 hours of podcasting a week continuously... And I would be an expert in 3 to 4, maybe 5 years, depending on if I like
consistently.
Yeah, I feel like if I got into the flow of it, I would end up producing more podcasts per week after a while. So that's something that I'm trying to get into the groove of, because once I'm an expert at it, then I can help other people podcast and really actually become, you know, a pretty popular podcaster.
Where are your podcasts located?
GoodCleanTalks.com, and they're on YouTube under Good Clean Talks.
Really? Yep. And speaking of Good Clean Goods, I used your soap the other day.
Yeah.
And I actually felt clean, which is different.
Yeah. Normal. Yeah. So are you normally dirty?
Yeah, of course, all the time. I work every day. My hands are covered in grease and shit. I get really sweaty when I get home doing other things, you know. I'd have to get clean.
Yeah. Get clean. Hashtag get clean. Good clean goods. Fucking as terrible as it is to admit, I stopped using my own soap. just temporarily. I'm kind of doing an experiment. As much as I love the bar soap, I really like liquid soap too. So I'm going to try to make some liquid soap.
Dabble in that.
Yeah. I've got the potassium hydroxide, so I mean, I've literally got the ingredients to make it. I need to do that. I'm, you know, using my mom's kitchen isn't the most feasible lab to produce soap in. So I'm waiting until I move out to do that. I put all my business kind of on a hiatus, but I have so much in stock now. I'm still pushing sales because I made a fucking ridiculous amount.
Hmm.
So I've got lavender soap still. I've got a tropical summer soap that I made over the summer that I still have fucking, like, I don't know, 4 bricks of it. Just straight bricks of soap.
He goes in the shower with a whole brick and he's just like, oh.
Leverage actually helps me get that spot on my back that I can't normally reach.
Yeah, when that bitch is like 3 feet long and you're in there with a fucking plank.
I mount it with suction cups to the wall of my shower and I just like rub against it.
Like a fucking bear, just. Oh, shit. That's fucking. Oh, that's some fucking soap right there, man.
Yeah, goodcleangoods.com. I sell it there if anybody's interested in buying it, but I'm not going to be too hardcore about pushing anything about Good Clean Goods right now. Like I said, I'm on a hiatus. I'm waiting until I get out of this house, and you know, by the time I have a decent sound studio set up, I'll have a decent kitchen to mix open. So
yeah,
you know, every project that I work on all feeds, you know, onto each other, and I like that. Like now I have my own personal blog, which is goodcleandolan.goodcleantalks.com. If you go to goodcleantalks.com, there's a link to it. And also, now I have a, you don't have to use the pop filter if it's too difficult.
It's fine, I just keep hitting my beer on it.
Yeah, last podcast I was, I don't know, I probably had a good couple of beers and I could not get this goddamn pop filter to stay in place. I got so fucking frustrated in the middle of a podcast. Like, I'm just fucking banging shit, like, man, fuck this. At one point I just fucking ripped it off. I mean, I muted my mic a couple of times because I was just fucking
just livid. Bleeping it out, huh? Just bleep 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 bleep. Hey, calm down, Dolan, man. You don't understand. Oh man, I cried one time when I was trying to put my shoelace to the shoelace hole, and it would not work. I cried out of frustration.
The little things, man.
I was so pissed. I sat there for an hour trying to put this fucking shoelace through the little fucking fucking shoelace hole. Could not do it.
Oh man,
I cried. I was so angry. I was so angry that I couldn't just choke this thing that I fucking cried, dude.
Did you throw your shoe at something?
I got very angry. No, you know what? I got smart and I grabbed a fucking pen and pushed it through the hole.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so yeah. It took me about an hour of insanity to get it right.
See, for me, it's the opposite. When I get angry about something, it's not going to fucking work. There's no way in hell, because I'll just keep getting angry. So I have to, like, stop myself from getting angry, kind of like step back for a minute, like, okay,
yeah,
I don't need to be angry right now. And then usually when I hit that point of just like releasing the stress, it works.
God damn it, motherfucker.
Goddamn pop filter, fucking recording equipment.
I'm sick of this shit.
Ah.
There you go. Well,
got it all out. Nice. Letting go of that stress.
He didn't lift his leg for no reason. It's called the calming winds position.
The calming winds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
the ferocious winds.
Talk about that in the car earlier. He doesn't tell me when he's in a fart, so like
it's like heads up. What? Oh. You'll
he rolls
find
down
out.
One window and then it goes all the way around the car. And I'm like, bleh. I'm like, she's dude, like, you're supposed to tell me.
Yeah, she's like, babe. And I'm like, yeah, I thought you knew. I cracked the window. You know, I don't do that for no reason.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah, if you're just like there, it's all silent, cruising along, and then all of a sudden the window cracks for like 10 seconds, and it just rolls back up. You know what happened? You gotta know what happened.
And if you didn't smell it, you're going to.
Oh yeah,
you're quick.
It's one of those creeper farts. That one took about 8 seconds.
To get to me?
Yeah.
Those are the worst. It's like the longer it takes for you to smell it, you know it's going to be
it's a lingering,
that bad.
Just...
And like the ones that don't smell are always like you don't know because it's just taking longer and longer. And you're like, this is going to be really bad.
It's like floating around.
Really
and then
bad.
It's
and then
like
you,
right here.
And then
and
you
it's just
don't smell anything at all.
It just wafts and then. Oh, God. Oh, it's getting in my eyes. Oh!
It's like,
yeah, my farts are made out of tear gas. They don't. It's not very
really?
Good for you. Yeah.
That's a good defensive mechanism.
Yeah. What I do is I pour bleach and ammonia inside my asshole.
Why?
So I can fart tear gas.
Okay.
Bleach it.
Mustard gas. Well, whatever. You know, same thing.
Okay. All right. I'm glad I'm sitting kind of far from you. I feel like that's one of those direct contact type things. Like, you actually have to drop your pants and bend over and, like, aim and have some type of precision to shoot the gas, like, at somebody's eyes or something to actually debilitate them.
I can shoot mustard fluid out of my asshole as well.
That's gotta be painful.
It burns. Don't get me wrong. It fucking burns, it's but it gets the job done.
Why though? Why?
I don't know. I had a disturbed childhood. Things did not go well for me.
Wow.
I'd say. God damn.
I blame it on biology.
So it's nature, not nurture in this case.
No, the teacher in biology. It's her fault. Oh.
Did she, like, abuse you or something?
I don't know what happened, man. I asked her where I could go smoke cigarettes, and then she did not give me the answer I wanted. And from there, I was just like, well, you know.
Well, you were 18. I mean, it's not like you couldn't have them, but then again, you were 18 in a sophomore high class. Yeah. So
she's probably like, do you have cigarettes?
She's never gotten that question before. She's probably never taught an 18-year-old. Man.
Yeah, I flaunted that actually a lot. I'd wear my hat all the time.
I'm 18 years old. I can pick up my own hat at the end of the day if I want to.
Yeah, I'm my own dad.
I don't have to have my parents called. In fact, you call me when I get bad grades.
No more punishment for me. Found a loophole. Except it sucks because I'm 18 in 10th grade.
Yeah. On the bright side, you could have just dropped out.
I did drop out.
Oh.
And then I got my GED and went to college.
Well, then, that's the best thing right there. That's fucking awesome.
I need to go back, though. I wanted to go back. I'm actually going to look into classes for spring semester and try that out.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Probably pick up where I left off.
I'm taking the sociology class now. That's pretty interesting.
Hell yeah.
One of the assignments is breaking a social norm. So I'm thinking about what the hell I'm going to do. I've been watching a lot of, like, pranks and stuff, like prank videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. People just going up to people and doing fucking ridiculous shit and recording it. I'm thinking to myself, like, what do I want to do? Like, one of the pranks that this dude was doing, I couldn't remember his name. He
Vitalized TV
something like that. Fuck. It
versus GF.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Something like that. But he was going up to people and he was, he's like, excuse me, can you tell me where the cafeteria is? And then they would be like, oh, it's over here. And he'd be like, I haven't spoken to my parents in 10 years. Do they have hot dogs there? And they'd be like, I don't know about hot dogs. Oh, I'm really depressed. What about hamburgers? Do they have hamburgers there? Like, just stupid shit like that.
Just fuck with their head.
Yeah.
Just like, huh, man, my life's horrible. Do they have any freaking pretzels? And they're like, they don't know what to go for, so they're just like,
The person answering just goes off of, like, the question. Like, they don't really know what to make of it, and... Yeah.
They, like, feel bad for the guy, but they're like, are you hungry, or... That's freaking...
I almost want to pick up some audio equipment that, like, I can actually, like, put underneath my shirt or something.
Yeah.
And then go and do that kind of shit.
Yeah, just get a mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I could also rig up, like, a camera. I'm sure the iPhone 6 would be great to start out with that, because I'm not going to start out too strong. I would rather do, like, some cell phone videos and get some decent recording equipment. And the plus side of that is if I have, like, a little DVR, or DAR, or whatever it is, the audio recorder, then I can actually record podcasts out and about, which is a benefit. But I would love to do that. Just go to fucking public places, like in the club or something, and just start fucking with people.
I actually did an experiment. I took it upon myself to do this. Mm-hmm. To show my little brother that I could get people to say I love you to me.
Yeah.
So I went inside of Ross and I just started going up to people and I was like, hey, I love you. And then they'd be like, okay. I'm like, do you love me? They'd be like, I don't know you. I'd be like, well, I love you. Do you love me? And they'd be like, I love you too. And I was showing my little brother. I was like, all right, man, your turn. And then, like, he didn't want to do it. He's too scared for some reason. I mean, what is somebody going to do? Punch you in the face for saying I love you?
Right. Right.
Come the fuck on. This is, it's not an S&M fucking pornography. You're not going to get fucking hit for saying some shit like that. You fucking.
Speaking of your little brother, I keep seeing him around campus.
Yeah, yeah. He goes to Valencia too, actually. Yeah,
yeah. I pass by him on, like, between two of my classes. Like, I happen to pass by him every day. So.
You guys just bro fist real quick and keep going?
Pretty much. Pretty much. The first day it was a hug, then after that it's like, sup. It's like, John, good to see you. How you been?
What's up, bro?
And then afterwards, it's like, hey.
You're not in my class.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean, I would chat with him, but we were, like, walking in the same direction, but we weren't.
So. I could have him come over here.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Probably right around the corner.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I'd like to chill with John, get him on the podcast, you know.
Why don't you text him real quick, baby? See what he's doing.
I don't know how late I can chill, though. I mean, I'm doing the podcast. But I've got to take this 8-hour traffic course tomorrow, and it starts at like 8:30 in the morning. And
whoa,
yeah, I got these tickets a while back, and I hired an attorney to fight it, and I got out of two of them, but the other one, like, I still have to pay it and take the course. And there's no points in my license. It was for speeding. It's the 8-hour basic driver improvement course.
Oh, that's a way to spend your fucking Saturday.
Yeah, but at least I get out at like 9 or something. I don't know. 8? No, shit. I go there at 8, so I get out like 5? I don't fucking know. It's probably gonna time out to where, like, I'm going there during morning rush hour and I'm leaving during fucking evening rush hour.
Yeah.
God, I hate that. I hate being on the road.
That's the worst, hours. Dude. That's my fucking job every day, man. I leave at like 8 o'clock in the morning, get on I-4.
And you gotta fight traffic with a truck, too.
I drive to work, and then I don't really get on I-4 during the day.
Yeah, okay.
But, coming home, dude, it takes like 45 minutes to do a fucking 22 miles. It sucks. Yeah,
I usually, if it's that bad, I'll stop somewhere and, like, eat or get a cup of coffee and just sit. Because I would rather sit in one spot and, like, be on my phone or some shit.
Yeah.
Than be stuck in traffic. Because traffic's just stressful, you know. There's no real way to avoid it except for just waiting for the cars to get off the damn road.
It's the worst, dude.
It's gonna take me fucking an hour to get home anyway. I might as well sit and wait somewhere, you know. Plus, once I get home, I'm just gonna be doing the same shit I'd be doing in a coffee shop.
And you have to remember that, like, people during fucking traffic, dude, if they look down at your phone, you fucking hit the brakes, they keep going, fucking hit your ass from behind.
Yep. It's not worth it. It's really not. Sometimes I'll listen to music or some shit, or, like, if I actually absolutely have to be at class, then traffic is bad. It's kind of shitty. But I plan my classes to avoid rush hours. So I feel like from 5 to 7 is probably the worst worst 2 hours to be on the road.
Going through Orlando.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sick.
It's all right.
I just got over a cold a couple weeks ago, but it's like it was lingering, you know. Still had that cough and that sore throat a little bit.
I think I'm getting over it.
Yeah, my coworkers just got over the flu. Said his daughter got it.
Chip, I think you turned your mic off by accident.
I don't know how I would do that.
There you go, I hear you.
Yeah,
you're back.
I was saying, my coworker's daughter's got the fucking flu and now she's dying.
What? And stuff.
No, she's not dying. She's just sick.
Oh, God.
But yeah, no big deal. Oh, yeah. So, apparently, today, 2 years ago, I slapped a full cup of ice water at a table of bitches.
Oh, my God. I remember that. Hey, do you have a bottle opener? I don't have my keys on me.
Yeah, I got you. Holy shit, dude. You remember that, man?
Yeah, that was a weird fucking night. I had the same bottle opener, except a different color. That's cool.
Those fucking bitches, bro. They just sat there and called me a douchebag for, like, literally, like, an hour.
You're kind of being a douchebag.
I had my sunglasses on. Yeah. So what?
You're kind of acting like a douchebag. You flipped your whole fucking cup of water on them. You're just being a douchebag.
No, they were calling me a douche before I did a douchey thing.
Were you drunk?
No.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah, he was.
Then you were being a douchebag. When you drink, you turn If you drink liquor at a certain point...
The whole reason they were calling me a douche is because I would not take my sunglasses off.
I thought he was cute.
And because they were telling me to take them off made me not want to take them off even more.
You're just defiant. You just don't like doing what like, people tell you to do. Even if, like, I'm the same way. If I'm about to do something and somebody tells me to do it, I'll be like, what? Fuck like, no. That's the last thing I want to do.
Like, I gotta go poop. And be like, hurry up, go poop.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the same way.
Like, I don't want to poop anymore. I want to stay here.
Oh, man.
Nah, I'd be like, I am about to go poop. Fucking shut up. Don't tell me to go poop.
This beer is decent.
It's like pretty good, right?
Yeah. It's been probably like 3 years since I've had it. I completely forgot what it tasted like.
Taste it.
It's really hoppy.
It tastes like... It smells like a dark...
It's not so hoppy as it is like... It does have a good amount of hops in it. Mm. Now, some shit that I drank in California, I don't remember the name of it. It was like a local beer from Cali. Okay. Bro, like that. It tasted like I was drinking straight hops, bro.
Yeah.
It's like somebody took some fucking marijuana, put it in the fucking beer, and I was just drinking marijuana. It tasted like weed, bro.
Oh, that's interesting. I was there, right?
What?
I was there.
Were you? Did I get some more of it?
I don't know.
I think I spent like 3 days at some truck stop in fucking Stockton, California, one of the most dangerous cities in California.
I wasn't there.
And I was like pulling a bum move.
What's going on?
I was just gonna... No, never mind.
Well, I'm confused.
Oh, you paused it?
Oh, is that John? Oh, I can pause the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, just pause it real quick. We'll be right back, guys.
Yeah, so when you fart...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you had to take a phone call. Sorry about that. But you were telling a story about a truck stop in California.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was at this truck stop in California. We're in Stockton. We're there for like 2 or 3 days. And, you know, I took it upon myself. I was about tired of my fucking... co-driver, because I'm a truck driver. And I got a hotel room.
You had a co-driver?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. It sucked. That was the first company I worked for, CRST. Don't ever work there.
Did they all do that? Did they all have...
No, not all of them at all. I went to US Express, and I could drive solo, but I chose to bring her with me and my dog, which I couldn't do either of those things at the other job. Yeah. So I had that, and I got to travel pretty much the entire United States with her. It was pretty awesome.
You're pretty pregnant and cool. Angry and...
Oh,
we talked about that.
That's a different story.
We talked about that before on the podcast.
True that. But yeah, I got my own hotel room. You know, I went down to the liquor store they had there, and they had all these, you know, like local beers in there. And I bought this, I'm going to have to go back there one day just so I can see it.
I hate to be a fucking audio Nazi, but can you pull your mic just a tad closer? I hate doing that, because it's so interrupting, but I'm looking, it's quiet. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I bought this beer, and I bought like a 40, because they sell 40s there, and I was drinking it, and dude, it just tasted like straight up marijuana, bro. Like, so I swear to God, it tasted like I was drinking fucking weed, and I chugged that whole thing right there next to the liquor store. Just fucking dude.
Chugging a hoppy beer is so much more difficult than, like, chugging, say, a Bud Light or something.
Oh, dude, it's a completely different ball game, man.
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous, bro.
It is. I remember the days when I used to, like shotgun Natty Ices or Bushes or even Bud Light or whatever. Ooh. Just fucking shot.
That's just terrible
beer. Put a little hole
beer
in the bottom of the can and just like fucking, you know, let the air flow and just swallow it, the whole thing. But that was when I was all about the partying. Like, I could party harder than you can. I bet you can't party harder than me. And now I'm like, no, that's not what it's about.
I remember whenever anybody would come around my house, I would have a 12-pack already, and I'd be like, here, shotgun a beer with me. And I'd pull out about a 12-inch blade and let them stab their beer with it and just fucking shotgun a beer with me.
Oh, man.
It was one of the most badass things ever, but God. I miss those days. The unpredictable chip was... That was a crazy son of a bitch right there.
I'm glad I don't do that kind of shit anymore. I'm so content with sitting back and actually enjoying a beer. I would rather... not drink a Natty Ice PBR Bush at all than just shotgun one after the other to get fucking wasted. I'd rather sit back and drink like a Fat Tire or a Blue Moon or some nice type of beer, some other craft beer, local beer.
I was going to get Hoegaarden.
I don't think I've heard of it.
It's pretty expensive. It's like $10.99 for a six pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I decided I saw Fat Tire. I was like, yeah, I gotta get the Fat Tire. Fuck it. But I do miss those fucking crazy ass parties where just fucking wild shit be going on. It's fucking loud. You can't hear anybody. There's rap battles over here. There's fucking.
Go to a club downtown and you'll get the same thing.
It's not the same as a house party, man.
I went to yeah, that's very true. It's very true. Clubs are not as intimate. I went to this club last night, though. Like, this is the first time I've been downtown all year. that's not saying a whole lot, because it's like, what the...
It's right there. It's
January 16th or something.
I've been there a couple weeks.
It's been like a month and a half, 2 months. I don't know. I go there and then I'm fucking miserable and I'm like, why the fuck did I come here? And then, you know, 2-3 weeks later, I'm like, there's nothing else to do. Let's go downtown.
Let's go back to the same old fucking downtown I've been to 1,000 times.
Yeah, this club was pretty cool though. They had like, it was like 4 bars that were connected to each other, and one of them was on the roof. One
the Ibar?
It was above Ibar, right above Ibar, but it wasn't connected to Ibar.
Okay.
This one was up on the roof. It was pretty cool. It was chill. The other one was underneath it, but it was like not directly underneath it, so it was like more like a patio. Mm-hmm. So it was open. You could see the sky, even though it was on the ground.
Sweet.
That was cool. I was connected to another bar that I actually didn't even go in, but they were playing like reggae in the bottom part, and then just like typical house music up on the top. And it was interesting. I ran into some old friends. I had a decent amount of fun downtown until I. Oh, I'm pausing.
Sorry about that, guys.
Anyway, sorry. Another pause, but picking up where we left off. Yeah, I mean it was pretty cool until I decided to like not. Let the night die, and like, you know that point where like the night's obviously dead, but you still,
it's really late, but you want it to keep going
and you push it. Yeah, I mean, late, realistically it was like 11:30, but you know, I'm old now. I'm like, no, let's party until 2 a.m and like at that point, like 11:45, I'm just like fucking miserable drinking, like nothing is fun anymore, but I'm still there, like maybe something cool will happen, and it didn't. Yeah. And yeah
this was on your own.
No, I was down there with a couple of friends. It was pretty cool, and I ran into some other people that I knew like back in high school, and that was really cool.
Sweet.
Actually, I think I reconnected with a friend. It was pretty cool.
Is that the same one that we knew that lives right down the road?
Who? Are you talking about Ryan Seeley?
Oh, never mind.
No, that's the person that we knew that lived down the road.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
that's who I was talking about.
No, I ran into Jeremy Spagnuol. Oh, all these name dropping. I don't know etiquette. I probably shouldn't be dropping names like that. I'm not. I don't know where I was going with that. I accidentally hit pause. I don't know. Anyway,
but
having a laptop in my actual lap is probably a little dangerous.
And I'm accidentally technical.
Hitting buttons and shit. Yeah.
You look serious.
It's a complicated audio program, but if I let it like close. The backlight on the laptop will go out, and I have no idea. Like, I can't look at it to see if it's recording or not. I'm sure I could change the settings. I need to make a mental note to do that next time. But yeah, no, it was cool. I definitely enjoyed going downtown for the first couple of hours of it.
Have you ever been to the tattoo and piercing bar?
Stigma.
Is that the name of it, Stigma?
Yeah,
where you go up the steps inside, and then
they
have there.
They have cages and poles. Yeah, girls dance like, in the cage or on the pole. Or, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. I got my ear pierced there.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of want to have a tattoo there. I walked in there smoking a cigarette though, and I'm like, "Can I smoke in here?" Like, just like puffing it.
Yeah, just killing it.
Like, I don't normally smoke. I just do it when I drink, but like rarely. And I was like. Wasted, so of course I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm walking in there, and the bartender's like, "No, you can't smoke in here. It's a tattoo shop." And I'm like, oh, "Okay." So I put it down on my foot and just kind of stomped on it. I felt really shitty afterwards.
Son of a bitch.
Like, Like, just the shitty things you do when you're drunk. Like, poison your lungs and fucking, like, litter on the floor. And you know, Stigma is clean. Because it's not a smoking place. It's not a hipster place.
You do piercings and tattoos there.
So it's not like there's graffiti anywhere. And there's not weird shit in the air. There's no cigarettes. There's not a
hobo in the corner.
It's really clean. It would be like walking into, like, a fancy department store.
Except it looks really cool in there. It's dark and there's lights. Yeah. Yeah, it's tight.
And I just, like, the next day I was thinking about what I did, and I'm like, oh god, I was so bad.
That compared to the shitty things I've done when I was drunk that I can't even remember. Oh man, I'm happy I don't remember some of those things. Yeah,
me too.
I am really happy about that because I've done some fucking mean shit, just straight up like. Disrespectful shit.
I try not to dwell too much on it, because, like...
I can't. I don't remember.
That's good. I mean, I went through, a bout of depression a while ago, of just, like, getting drunk every night and waking up and just completely tearing myself apart. Like, oh, God, I'm a shitty person. I did shitty things. But now I'm like, I don't want to focus on that, because I'm just going to feel really bad, and then when I get drunk, I'm going to have that in my mind that I am a shitty person, and I'm just going to do shitty things again. So now I'm like, I'm a good person. I don't really care. I make mistakes. Everybody does, but I'm still a good person.
See, I found myself, like, thinking, like, when I drive, I'll think, and that's not good, because when you drive, you're supposed to be driving. And sometimes my mind will get so caught up on something in the past that I'm angry about and how I could have changed it or what I would have done. Yeah. And it makes me almost die in the car. So I've been having to work on that. Like,
not crashing.
Yeah, I'm concentrating on driving and not dwelling on anger.
That, I mean, I think the only reason it makes you come close to dying is the fact that you're dwelling on the anger aspect.
And when, not focusing on the road.
When I delivered pizzas, I I had, like, the best time of my life just driving around, because driving is super therapeutic for me, personally. I would think about, like, the most uplifting, positive things. Like, I swear, I probably wouldn't own my own business right now if it wasn't for that job and allowing me to drive and just think. Like, the amount of just sheer alone thinking that I was able to do there, it changed me a lot. I'm going to pause again because you're getting another phone call. So fucking
sorry,
guys.
Goddamn. There. Should be good.
Oh, crap. I accidentally hit record, but
Here. There's a half-naked guy walking through your house.
Yeah, he's wearing...
to hit record anyway.
Who? What?
Chip, say something.
Check.
Okay, we're good. Yeah, he switched microphones, so... This is John over here. He just joined us. That was what all the pausing and the phone calls were about.
It's my younger brother. He's a shift C supervisor.
B. You better fucking give me that letter.
Shift slob at supervisor at CVS. He's going for his EMT because he doesn't want to be a firefighter anymore.
Actually, no, I'm moving away from that. I'm moving towards sports medicine now.
Oh,
so that's cool. He's going to put ice on people's ankles. And
sounds a lot easier than pulling them out of buildings.
Take a salt tab. Walk it off.
Take a salt tablet.
Yeah, driving and shit. I just needed to wrap that up. I left a loose thread there. I don't know. It's in the past.
Oh, yeah. Driving and thinking too hard.
Yeah, whatever.
It sounded like you had a more positive experience with the thinking than
you're
I
angry
did.
And I'm passive.
Yeah.
What now? There's silence from somebody that's not on the micro. What'd she say?
Something about John not being an angry driver. What? Not there. Oh, yeah. That's all right. That's not the same thing.
He was
at all.
There when you almost died.
Oh, yeah, when I went to make an illegal U-turn.
That super U-turn that almost killed us all.
Where I, like, dodged a couple of cars and
then
got into the lane.
In front of that other car that stopped.
Yeah.
And you're like, I had the light. I'm like, there was a sign there.
It said no U-turn. But, you know what? I saw a left turn signal. I didn't know why here was two left turn signals in a row. I was like, this is kind of retarded.
It was two lanes.
Then four of them. Here's four left turn signals because here's two lanes. It's two here, two there. And I... And here's this space right here where you can turn around. So, you know, I see a left turn signal. Oh, shit, I can turn around here. I see a no U-turn sign. I'm like, well, fuck, that doesn't make sense.
So fuck the sign. Go anyway.
Oh. And there's people honking. There's tires screeching and shit. I panicked.
Yeah.
I panicked, went with what my gut said, and I did something that could have...
When I was working for Papa John's, I was turning...
potentially killed us all.
I was in a turning lane trying to go back to the store. And you know how there's two turning lanes, right? And there's two lanes you turn into. Obviously, yeah. The inner turning lane you can make a U-turn in. And the outer turning lane, you kind of have to turn left and go into that second lane on the other, you know? And I'm in the second turning lane to where, like, I have to turn left and I can't U-turn. And there's a fucking, like, semi-truck next to me. Not a semi, but, like, just a larger truck with a...
Yeah, and you figured it's slow, so you can...
Well, no, I didn't figure anything. I just wasn't thinking at all. Yeah. I'm, like, in that second lane, and I'm, like, thinking, I need a U-turn, so,
I can,
like,
beat this guy.
The light changes. And, like,
don't
I
feel
guess...
bad. I got into the wrong lane of traffic today. Back the fuck out. Oh,
man. That's terrible. But I almost turned in front of this truck, because I figured, yeah, that lane is for sure to U-turn. Like, they have to U-turn, but he wasn't. He was just turning left. So I went to U-turn in front of him, and he honked, and I'm like, fuck! And I've got the big Papa John's topper on top of my car, too. So it's like, if they wanted to, like, actually do something, they could honestly call the store and be like, your driver's a dumbass. And,
yeah.
And just be like, I was high.
I think I was.
I got in a fender bender today.
Did you?
On the way to work. No, nothing happened. There's no damage to either of the cars, but... I was in traffic, and the fucking girl in front of me slammed the brakes. So I slammed my brakes, and my car slid.
Oh, because it was raining this morning.
Yeah,
oh,
shit. That storm was going on this morning.
Yeah.
And I had bumped into the back of her. And I thought I hit her pretty good, but when I got out and I looked at both the cars, like...
There's no damage.
It's fine.
Yeah. Did you trade any paint or anything?
No, there's like a couple of scratches on my front bumper, but her car was good.
So she didn't take any of your stuff?
No, dude, she... Well, imagine, we're in the middle of I-4. It's about four lanes of traffic, and she really didn't want to sit there and exchange insurance over a scratch, so...
Yeah, I had the same thing happen last year. Somebody ran into me, and I got out, and, like, there's two holes in my bumper, like, straight-up holes, like, you can see straight through it, and there was a little bit of paint scratched off, but her car was fine, and my car, I'm like... I don't really give a fuck. I'm not going to sit and ruin your fucking insurance and then take all of your time to fix this shit. It's not worth it. I don't care.
You really don't need it unless you really fucked
unless
up.
Unless it's like your radiator's busted or some shit
your
like that.
Your whole front end is fucking gone.
Yeah.
Her insurance
or if there's like major body damage, but if you like scratched it a little bit, like a tiny scratch.
No. Don't worry about
it. I'm not going to fucking freak over that.
I was driving home one day and I was in the left lane coming from Main Street. And you know how you can cross a street and get into the median to get over?
Yeah.
One woman didn't want to stop. She just, I'm going like 60, and she just decides, okay, let me cross all the way in. And halfway into my lane, she stops like and freezes like a deer in headlights.
Oh, fuck.
And I remember the look in her eyes and her gaping mouth open as I'm coming for her passenger side door. So I slam on my brakes and I slide around her, and then I smack your microphone.
You're good. We do that all the time. We just try to ignore it.
You're swerving.
I swerve around her and I scrape the front end of my car around her. I go back to find her and she's gone because I wanted to scream at her.
You scraped her car?
You actually hit her? Like a
no, I'm not sure if I did. My dad says I did because he was in the car with me.
Mm.
But he says that there was a scrape along my car. But instead of hitting her passenger side door, I just scraped like the front end of her car. But she was gone by the time I got around.
What an idiot. What a fucking idiot. Yeah, but you said you went in the wrong lane of traffic today.
That was today. I was just, I don't know.
Like, that was just another time.
That's a different story.
I'm usually a pretty good driver. Even
that was just a brain fart on my part. I didn't. I went to get in the turning lane. I got in the wrong lane instead.
I feel like I've made more driving mistakes sober than in any other state. Because if you're like fucked up and you shouldn't be behind the wheel, you know that.
Yeah.
And you're paying just a little bit more attention. But when you're sober, you're like, I got this. You kind of you shut your brain off, and then you just do stupid shit.
You shut your brain off, or you fucking you think too hard like I do.
I shut my fucking brain off.
Get all angry, like, man.
I thought I was so mad, bro.
When I was in fucking 10th grade, that biology teacher, that fucking bitch.
Oh, shit, dude.
Come to think of it, I hated my biology teacher in 10th grade.
Ours was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Mine was an asshole. He just wouldn't let nobody talk ever. His fucking favorite words were stop talking.
Jeez. I can't read my book. Stop talking.
I never really, I don't know. I guess I did talk a lot in high school. God, I've changed a lot. I'm so fucking quiet in my day-to-day life, but I look back to high school, and I'm like, I never fucking shut up in high school.
Nah, you slept a lot in drawing class.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was either sleeping or talking.
He didn't actually take the second year there. He didn't take drawing, too.
No, I had to, I transferred back to Apopka. That's what happened.
Oh, really? You transferred schools?
Yeah. I transferred high schools like 3 or 4 times.
He's like the only friend I made in high school. Well, at Wakaiva that I made friends with.
That you probably kept around at least.
I thought you met him in Apopka.
No, I met him at Wakaiva.
Yeah. No.
No, we met. We definitely met at Wakaiva.
I didn't know him at Apopka. He was a sophomore.
When you were 18.
Yeah. I introduced him to marijuana, and then he liked that.
And look at him now.
Yes, the weed was nice. I'm going to go grab a beer. Should I pause the podcast, or you guys got shit to talk about?
We'll find something. So about this me getting in the wrong lane, I already went the wrong direction coming back from Brewster's Ice Cream, because I was with Paulina and her dog, and they give you free ice cream for your dog. So I went to go pull in this bank, just turn around and hit the light. And I thought, okay, this lane's all the way to the left, must be the turning lane. No, this was for cars to come. So I throw it in reverse to go back into the bank.
Oh, dude. When I was up in Cedar Rapids, I was driving my truck, right? And, you know, I was going to my destination, you know, I've never been in fucking, I don't drive around Iowa like that, so I don't know these roads. So I go down, you know, I'm going to wherever I was going, I think the hotel or some bullshit like that. And then when I'm coming back, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, I can turn left here. This is where I came from. No, this is 4 lanes. It's a 1-way. I had to go straight and then turn left. So I turn left down with the semi truck down the 4 lanes in the opposite direction. And people are just freaking out. They're like, oh my god! Like, fucking going around me and shit. And I'm just driving down the fucking one way with my semi truck.
You didn't stop to think, I mean, I should throw my hazards on and turn around?
No, I didn't. No, if I turn around, that'd be ridiculous. Luckily, there was a restaurant on the right side of me, and I just turned right in there and fucking came back out the other side and went the right way.
How's my driving?
Oh, God. I'm happy that wasn't on the truck. I think the words on the truck were, safety is our concern.
Well, you guys are loud.
Sorry about that.
Nah, you good.
You should grow up in the house we grew up in. Our mom is louder.
Yeah.
She had to.
Oh, my God.
There's no way you can yell over us.
I think y'all are the first set of siblings that I've had on my podcast so far. That's pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. Not only did I pop my podcast cherry, but I was your first.
Yeah. Look at that.
2 peas in a pod. Oh shit! So did you try to win the Powerball at least?
No, I did not.
I learned my lesson the first time.
I actually went for the second time,
and you lost it.
Yeah. Well, I hit the Powerball number, so I got my money back. Because I only bought 2 tickets, and I hit.
You must have been mad as hell.
Not as mad as if I just lost it all.
It was like one more number, and you would have been a millionaire.
No, dude, I literally had the Powerball number. Like, yeah, the number 10.
You only need, what, two numbers in the Powerball?
No, motherfucker, you need five white numbers.
Yeah, but to get, like, an amount of money or something like that.
To get an amount of money, you only need one Powerball. Just the red number to get $4 back. And in order to get $4 with the white numbers, you'd need three numbers. If you get four, I think it's 1,000. You get five, it's 1,000,000. And you hit all of them, you get the jackpot.
Yeah, one of the guys...
There were 70 people that hit $1 million.
Sweet.
Like, in the entire U.S., like, 70 of them hit.
One of them was really from here in Florida. They didn't get the fucking last number.
California, no. Tennessee, and Florida sold winning tickets.
Yeah. Here's one guy, a 19-year-old kid in Melbourne Beach that... won $2 million because he did the power play.
God, I hope that kid doesn't end up, like, getting hooked on cocaine and, like...
He's a kid. What the hell do you think he's going to spend all his money on?
The first thing he's doing right now is calling all his friends.
No, he needs a financial advisor and a lawyer.
He's a kid. He's not going to know to do that stuff.
I hope he's not a dumb one.
He's hitting up some federal bank right now to put all his money in, who's going to tax the crap out of him. He's going to...
Why would they tax him to put his money in the bank?
They're gonna find a way.
They already taxed him when he won the money.
I just hope that he, like, at least buys assets with it and doesn't piss it
away. He's gonna buy a really nice car that he can't afford to upkeep.
I'd probably invest. I would take a small amount, put it in stocks. I'm not gonna invest all my money in stocks.
No,
I would take maybe 10% of my money and put it into a long term investment.
I would take...
Like a mutual fund.
I would take half of my money, put it in an IRA, and I'd take the other half and put it into my savings account.
I would shit on my boss's desk and become a full-time student.
I'd put the half in the IRA. That's what
I
did, shit.
I'm just a full-time student, fucking just living right now, just because I like learning.
Did you shit on your boss's desk?
No, but I quit. Quit my job. I walked right out. I'm like, yeah, this ain't working no more. And
I've quit a lot of jobs.
Started my own business.
It worked out well for me. I quit Chili's and worked at CVS. And now I'm a pharmacy tech supervisor making, you know, almost double.
Which CVS?
Sometimes quitters do win.
Which CVS are you at?
I'm at Main Street.
Okay, so you're,
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm a pharmacy tech and a supervisor up there.
Right on. Right.
How many viewers do you actually have for this?
How many what?
Viewers or listeners.
I was checking today, and this month I've had, like, I think 70 people look at my website.
Sweet.
And I didn't even look at the statistics for iTunes, but the more episodes and the higher quality content we put out, obviously the more listeners we'll acquire, which is why you all should go and share there's an iTunes link, which I would rather you guys share, and then there's the Good Clean Talks.
Yeah, I have an Android.
I have a friend. I used to work with Peninsula and Trucking. Stuff
too. What? I was just telling John that it's like Feedburner. You can get the podcast in RSS and whatever RSS carrier. Nobody fucking uses RSS. Who am I kidding? I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, it's a long shot, but just if I get back in contact with this person, this kid Junior that I worked with at Peninsula Trucking, he's friends with. His friend is friends with Dwight Howard's brother. Now, if I can get them all to talk to each other, this is a long shot.
That sounds like
I could try to get Dwight Howard back here on the microphone.
That would be pretty cool.
I don't know what you have to offer Dwight Howard. I will give you $100 to get Dwight Howard back here.
Who the hell is Dwight Howard, though?
Dwight Howard's a basketball player.
Okay.
You ever heard of Superman? He played for the Magic, the really tall black guy, huge.
I think I actually remember they had a
huge Superman banner on the Amway Center for him.
I'm pretty sure he gave me $10 once.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I already met the guy.
I was working at Disney. It was either him or Shaquille O'Neal, but I don't know what either of them.
Shaq gave you 50. I remember that story.
No, it was 10. He gave me 50 for four balloons, which they were $10 a piece, so I got $10 out of it.
It was either
Shaq or Dwight, but I could not... I don't know what they...
You know, Shaq's a sheriff in Miami?
It was definitely a basketball player, because this dude was like 7 foot tall, so...
Shaq is a sheriff out of Miami now.
Really?
What?
Yeah, he's a sheriff out of Miami. He said that on... the roast of Justin Bieber, I think.
What the hell, was he serious?
Yeah, he's a sheriff out of Miami.
Huh. I guess Shaq wants to get shot now.
Could you imagine getting arrested by Shaq?
How the hell did he pass the police fitness test?
He's a basketball player.
He's a retired basketball player.
Yeah, you don't like, I mean, you might lose some muscles over time, but once you,
You gotta think what these guys do.
When you have muscles and you work out again, you can get them back.
Look, like, he's taller than the pull-up bar.
They probably, yeah, I had that probably problem just so often. Let him. They're like, you know what, you're Shaq. You automatically pass police academy.
Well, you gotta, no, I mean.
you're Shaq, here's your degree in applied nuclear physics.
When you want to be a sheriff, it's actually a matter of being elected by the people. So he was just elected. So people are like, Shaq, what? Yeah, sure. Which I hope to God does not happen with Trump.
They probably needed, oh God, Trump is a joke.
You know, Canada is actually being really selective about who it takes it in right now, because all the Americans are trying to flock to Canada.
Because of the threat of Trump.
Yeah.
I love how just mentioning his name is like a social bomb. It makes everybody just stop and snap to attention. Like, no, no.
I mean, fuck that. How low does your IQ have to be to vote for that guy?
Under 50, probably. But
apparently, it has to be whatever Erica's at.
Oh, God. She's voting for him. How could you pop? The dude's a joke.
Our brother's on the Trump train.
Come the fuck on. No, he's not. He doesn't like Trump. He doesn't.
Well, he can't vote anyway. Convicted felon.
My father...
He just says he is, so he doesn't fight with Erica.
Yeah.
My father is a Trump supporter, but thankfully he can't vote. They can't vote.
All the people who can't vote.
Yeah. Well, it's proven that the popularity vote obviously doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, because
it's an electoral vote that
matters.
Electoral
college, yeah. There's no way they're going to vote Trump into...
No educated person would do that. God, that is... He's just...
Even with all that funding...
He's a joke.
And you know what? If they do...
What's he going to do?
Did you hear about the Muslim that got thrown out of a Trump rally?
Yeah.
She stood up in a silent protest. Silent protest. She stood up. And she had just the yellow star, like similar to what the Jews wore in the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And she stood up. She made friends with all the people around her. But like when Trump started speaking about something that she disagreed with, she stood up. And Trump had instructed everybody, I don't know if it was Trump, but like whoever that worked for his campaign, instructed anybody that is a disturbance be thrown out. So she disturbed the crowd just by standing up. And she got thrown out, and then people were shouting like hateful, racist things at her. And
who was it that was paying $5,000 on Saturday Night Live to whoever called Trump a racist?
I don't know.
If you there was a group that put out $5,000 to whoever was successfully able to call Trump a racist on Saturday Night Live when he went on there, and someone did it, and they gave him $5,000.
Sweet,
damn. What? How did Trump respond?
I don't remember. I didn't look into it.
I am the least racist person. Still racist, though.
You know, I did this thing where I edited a bunch of like Trump videos and his speeches together to make him look really shitty.
My parents gave me a small
loan of $1 million.
By the way, my editing skills are terrible, so it did not take a lot of work at all to make him look shitty. He did a very good job of that himself. It was basically just splicing the right clips together. But there's this one clip where he's like, and I will make the Mexicans pay for it. They're going to build a wall. And then he's like, oh, by the way, I love the Mexican people. The Mexican people are very nice. I do a lot of business. A lot of my employees are Mexican. And it's just like, I love just Mexicans, but they're going to pay.
Keep in mind.
It's like, Jews are awesome, but I still kill them.
Nobody here is a left-wing liberal. We're just normal people, okay? We're calling it how we see it.
I'm in the middle.
I hate politics in general.
Politics is my least favorite subject.
You don't have to love politics to hate Trump.
Nope.
You can just, I hated Trump before he was a politician.
It's just a horrible, horrible choice for a president. Even Republicans don't like him.
You gotta admit, he's a pimp, though. You seen the way he called out Rosie O'Donnell back in the day?
No, I didn't. Didn't he call her like a dyke or something?
He called her like a fat dyke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think reminds me of Chip ran for presidency. That's how he is as president.
Something that bothers me about him is how he handles his hecklers.
Yeah.
And he just has them. Security, like, yeah, throw them out.
Throw them out.
Why can't... Even
all hey, the you presidents, in the spotlight.
All the
you
presidents,
don't look right to me.
All the presidents before
allude
him.
Allude to Pink
they
Floyd's
had, have had hecklers, but they always had something to say back to shut them down.
Yeah.
Like Obama, especially.
Yeah, he's yeah. Got great
especially
comebacks.
Good Trump is just at like, taking care of it.
Trump just knows how to throw his money out there. Like,
that's
I'll pay
it.
You
that was like,
to throw him out.
That was like when Obama was doing one of his speeches, and he was saying, you know, he's like, this is my last term, you know, and the Republicans all started clapping. He's like, I still did two, though. I won twice.
Yeah.
He
had a great comeback.
He just, right, he just
hey.
Killed it.
All right, so... Yeah, we could all agree that Trump sucks, and all of our listeners.
None of our candidates are good.
And this may anger the 1%.
Okay, all right,
this will benefit.
Trump sucks. I'm pretty sure all of our listeners know that, because if any of our listeners are actually Trump supporters, they probably would just stop listening after we started talking about like psychedelics or something. And
they didn't need to be your listeners anyway.
Yeah,
drug testing employees.
Look, okay, so they all know this. All I got to say is that. We're approaching an hour. We got like a minute and a half. Goodcleangoods.com. Buy up the last of my stock before I end my hiatus and start making more. I really do need to sell some of this and actually make room in my storage area for more soap, because God help me get rid of it. I'm about to cut my prices, honestly, just to I don't know. But send me an email and tell me that you listen to the podcast, and I will sell you soap for cheaper.
Jack them up.
I will jack the price down to $4 a bar. Yeah, limited time. This is only until March of 2016. And also, goodcleantalks.com, obviously. This is the host of the podcast right here. That URL is goodcleandolan.goodcleantalks.com, my own personal blog. Check it out if you want. If you don't, I really don't give a shit. And then extras.goodcleantalks.com is a new thing. I recently just started this. Whenever we do a podcast and it doesn't work out, or we get too drunk and it just sounds terrible and I don't feel comfortable posting it to the actual Good Clean Talks feed.
I can think of one of those.
those
would make a good blooper reel.
That's actually,
though,
but they are pretty funny.
The last one we did together when AJ was here, that's actually podcast number one in extras.goodcleantalks.com. I call it Good Clean Extras. And whenever we get too drunk or just sound shitty or whatever, or we're talking over each other a lot and it's just like terrible sound quality, I'm going to put it there in Good Clean Extras, because I'm going to post it anyway. It's just not going to be in the main feed. So extras.goodcleantalks.com, check that out. Also, if you're listening to this and if you like what you hear, go to goodcleantalks.com and click on the banners we have up. There's one for onnit.com. Go through my page and click it. Go there and buy some stuff. They have really great supplements, cool snacks. Like, they got like buffalo jerky bars. The supplements are great. I take this one supplement called Alpha Brain, which is a nootropic, which helps the healthy growth of neurotransmitters. Helps you think, pretty much. It's supplements for that. Vitamins geared towards your brain. It's fucking awesome. Check it out. Also, there's one for Amazon. I know you probably buy shit on Amazon anyway, so go to my page, click the Amazon banner, and then go and buy your shit there, because it helps me out and you enjoyed listening to this. So, we really appreciate you guys. This is Dolan.
Mr. Charles Chip Muse.
This is John Avery.
That's Mandy over there, not on the microphone.
And Mandy.
Thanks for listening, y'all. You guys have a good night. Peace out. Namaste.